all have our ups and downs and whatnot. So, oh my God, there's an army of dogs coming.
Oh my God.
Look at the dogs.
Whichever one. Dando vueltas por la city. Con mi canción en la bocina. Que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
Boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And obviously, as you guys can hear, what do they hear?
The sea.
The beach?
Sea.
The beach?
The beach or the
beach?
Sea?
The sea.
That's you guys, water. Listen, you guys are both right. Before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon,
where you guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday.
Are we bothering you? Do you want to cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to
gracias.
What is the weirdest name a girl called you during sex?
I don't like the word daddy.
I agree though. Me, it was like too excessive. Daddy, 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 daddy.
So, boys, I understand that you guys had a couple questions that you guys wanted to go through.
Yeah.
Go first.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So, I won? All right. Can a man make a woman happy without money?
Definitely.
Elaborate.
Honestly, I think that money can help you to a certain like degree on your lifestyle, on your happiness, of course. It's a certain, how can you call that? Like, what, a scale, maybe?
Yeah.
But it's not everything, right? It's not the definition of everything. You can definitely make a woman happy with, what do you do for her, right? Not every woman is attached to money and material or whatever.
Acts of service.
Yeah, exactly. It's like being a good person, being a good man, being there for her, just being a good person overall, right?
Yeah. You know, sorry, just to cut you off. You know what I heard the other day?
What?
I heard this. I heard someone say that in like a dynamic in a relationship that masculinity is earned and femininity is preserved and protected.
Oh, bars. Quote like that. Quote right. That.
Picasso.
I think out of all the topics we've spoken about, purple pill, whatever it is, I think that's like the epitome of the direction that everybody should be going into.
Mm-hmm. I know that we spoke about that word a couple podcasts ago, but what's this? What, epitome?
Epitome? Okay, we're not doing
epiphany.
This. Listen,
we had epiphany.
Honestly, I'm not
what epitome.
I'm not. It was not.
Is that a volcano?
I'm not even. What?
It looks. It sounds like a volcano.
Right.
I'm not even gonna
watch
get mad.
Out. An epitome.
I'm by the sea.
Yeah, and Marbella.
There's nothing that can faze me.
Facts.
But in all seriousness, how do you guys feel about being here so far?
I think it feels great. Great. I think it's a nice of a change of scenery as well.
Because right now, change of scenery, you say?
Yeah.
Everything.
Polar opposites.
Okay, yeah, literally. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like, see, right now in Montreal, it's super cold. Right now here, it's just a great weather, tank tops, whatever. And I just feel like it's a must for everyone to just, you know, go outside of your comfort zone and just feel, to feel other things, you know?
What things, Carl?
Feel other things like...
Okay.
Like, feel other things like the beach.
Yes, right. The beach.
Just be outside of comfort zone and also make you more maybe confident.
100%.
Yeah. About confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nivea men made that possible to also be more confident, be more comfortable with yourself. And I'm going to be honest. I absolutely love this trip so far. And be with you. Be as friends, group. And then, yeah, man.
I'm sure we're definitely going to grow from that that trip. Like you said earlier, every time we go away on a trip or whatsoever, we always come back like more woke as well. So that's something that we also really... I've had this comment that I saw. It was someone that said basically that every time we went on a trip, we were more aware. Like the way we were talking, everything was just better. You get what I mean?
You get what you mean. Comes up to my next question. We're talking about friends, but let's talk about partners.
Mm.
I have a good question for you guys. And you're going to have a deep thinking. Hear me out. What do you wish your partner understood about you? That it may be something that, like, about your personality, about how you are, your character, whatever, that is like, you can't explain it, but like you wish that person understand about you.
I think for me, it's something really simple. It's something that my last partner couldn't understand. It actually had problems with it in a way. Mm-hmm. It's how bad I don't get mad. You know what I mean? Like, she was always asking me, like, why aren't you never mad? Or like, I want to see you mad. When she said, I want to see you mad one day, I was like, that sounds so weird.
Ladies,
to me, because like,
you don't want to see a man mad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so like, always like goofing around. I was smiling and everything. So as soon as she said, like, I want to see you mad, I was like, why would you want that? So I feel like I'd want my partner to understand that for me, the way I see it is, if I don't need to worry about it in 50 years, why would I worry about it now for 5 minutes? You know what I mean?
But you know why women would ask you why you're not getting mad? Because they think that you're maybe nonchalant, you know?
Yeah.
So like maybe for you, it's like you're caring, whatever. It's just your character. But like maybe in their perspective, they're like, oh, he's just nonchalant. Like he doesn't care about me because he's not getting mad.
But you know what you are? You're stoic. Because that's exactly what that is. And the thing too is that I think a big part of just being a man in general is precisely being confronted with adversity and be able to control those emotions, mm-hmm. and precisely not lashing out and not showing it. You could have moments of vulnerability by all means. Like mm-hmm. you could talk to your friends, you should be able to talk to your partner about it too. But in terms of like just reacting out of impulse, those emotions you should be able to just kind of like hold to your own, you know?
I agree.
1,000%.
And I think also for me, what I think I wish my future partner would be able to understand is I wish they would be able to understand like what is it that I'm chasing, mm-hmm. okay. and what requires of me to be able to attain my goals, and that encompasses like understanding that I'm going to be away, that I'm not always going to be there, that I'm not going to be always so responsive to my phone and my phone calls, but all that I'm doing is for the sake of our future together.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's going to sound like a little bit weird, but in the moments that I'm not answering, like just know that it's because I'm focusing on something else that's going to better us for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
1,000%. For my case, it's pretty much the same thing as you, but it's weird what I'm going to say is to understand that I might, because I'm chasing something, I might be inconsistent because I'm chasing that goal because I want to be the best version of myself, but also achieve any goals that I have because I don't want to live with regret, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be older and wish that I did that, this, that, and the third. That's why we're traveling a lot. This is why I want to do like all the things that we're talking about because I don't want to regret. So that's why I might be inconsistent. So I'm not saying that I want her to understand in a way that like that's how I'm going to be my whole life, but maybe for my current situation and on like further on, then I might be inconsistent because I want to achieve all the goals that need to be possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for me it'll be that. And then the second thing, no, actually I don't have a second thing.
What?
It went out of my mind. I'm gonna be real.
Okay. You had another question?
I have plenty. Okay, I like this question. So
what happened to one and one?
Do you have one right now on top of your head?
It's not about... You go. I'll stick one with those.
Okay. What happened?
Can't English. That's what happened.
Anyways, I said... whatever.
All right. Okay. So on another question, should bills be split equally based on how much you earn?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I would say yes, but circumstantially.
Okay.
I think, let's say, for example, if the woman is out earning the man at the beginning, but the man is like on the pursuit of something, like a career, I think that things could be either split 50-50. Maybe the woman could take up a bit more on the bills. But then as soon as the man starts, you know, being equal or if not surpassing her, then he could step into what he deems is more his masculine role.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then either to each their own, either continue to split the bills or just completely start taking it on board because he has like years or months of unpaid bills or unsplit bills, mm-hmm. that he can now start kind of paying back forward. You know what I mean?
So
I think it's circumstantial depending on what you're doing. I think if the guy is like a deadbeat, like not doing anything, then you should be reconsidering your relationship to begin with. God. No, but it's true. It would be the same thing for you, and anybody would say the same
100%,
thing.
100%.
But if each person in the relationship are both striving to be better and are both striving to get, you know, that next promotion or that next up in their career,
I think it's the same as you, but I'd say like it also comes with the timing as well. Like I say, in the beginning of the relationship, I'd understand. Like, are you guys living together?
Yeah.
You guys are living together?
Yeah, we do. You live there too.
No, not you guys. I'm talking about the relationship itself.
Oh.
You and yo.
Okay, go for it. What you
like? So basically, the way I see it is like, if I just started living with her, I understand if let's say the rent would be split. You get what I mean?
So like does she own or she lives? She lives in her apartment.
I mean, we want to get a condo together, or like an apartment or whatsoever.
Okay.
Like I don't understand if that's 50-50. Like I consider myself as a traditional man, so mm-hmm. I would want to pay all the bills and everything. Mm-hmm. But coming for rent in the beginning of a relationship, I don't understand if it's 50-50. And then later on, well, just, you know, I'll just pay everything. But it's just like a question of a timing for me, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what, like, who was the basketball player? I think it was Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
That depends which situation.
His wife.
Sure. Yeah.
His wife basically, like, obviously he was making millions of dollars, and at one point his wife told him, like, listen, there's none of this, like, you're paying everything, like, if you want to get a house for if you want to get a house for 50 mil, I'm going to also put 50 mil, we're going to get a $100 million house, you know what I mean?
I saw that. Okay, yeah. Yep.
So again, I think it's very circumstantial. I get your point too, and I think if I speak for the three of us, I think depending on where we're going to be at financially, it would be like an automatic thing that the bills are being covered by us.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Right?
Is it? I have a question though. Is it like everything or like the big bills? Because I'm gonna say for myself, I'll cover everything like when it comes to like big bills. But let's say like the little things that she go, because I'm like that. I hate going to buy what's patadon.
The toothbrush?
Yeah,
oh, like the errands.
The errands, the toothbrush, the little things.
I promise you, knowing the girl that you want, she's not going to ask. She's just going to do it.
Okay, fair enough. Because me, like, all those little things, I can't, man. I just, give me the big bills. I'll cover that. All the big things, fine.
Groceries and stuff.
But even that, run the errands. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go buy milk.
What? Okay, see? That's not. Me, let's go run errands.
You want to go?
Let's go run errands. Let's go get the groceries together. It's fun. Huh? What do you say?
Nothing.
But you get what I mean?
Yeah, that's not going in.
That's not.
No, for me, like running the small stuffs and like all those little things like groceries, errands, like I said, it's all just part of like being a couple. It's just fun, in my opinion.
Carl, I love you. But the way that your life is about to get busy, my boy,
you're not gonna have time.
No way you're gonna have time to be able to do all those things.
I know you really want to do the milk run.
If you would have told me that you were gonna get a girlfriend tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, you still have time before your life gets hectic. But the way that things are going, where you're gonna be further down the line, neither you or your girl will have time to do any of those things.
I understand, but no, I think I will.
Okay.
I'm sure I will.
No,
we witness that, right?
You're gonna have so much money. I'll have someone go for you.
No,
I promise.
I don't want someone to go do my groceries.
Oh, because you're gonna have time.
I'll do it myself. If I make that much money, I'm gonna have time.
Would you rather you go do like errands and stuff, or you guys be busy being on a trip somewhere else?
We'll do both. We'll do errands on a trip.
Okay. Well, future Carl's girlfriend.
I'm just saying.
She'll do the errands plus the money. You do nothing.
I'm just saying it's the little things that
matters.
That matters. Like, I get like being rich is fun, but like if you can still keep on doing the things that non-rich people do, it's a vibe as well. Like,
we'll go to movies. It's
not
a vibe.
We'll do all those little things. It's not that deep. I'll make time for those, you know?
Now we said errands and activities, two different things.
Okay, well, bro.
Well, you don't say that.
Groceries is an activity.
Up to the next one. Up to the next one. So this is personal. How can your partner best support you when you're feeling low?
For me, it's so simple.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, wait, listen, okay, wait.
In the background,
don't say it.
You guys know, but there's something else.
No.
It's food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys been here for a while, you guys know me. You know the first choice, but the second choice would be food. If she brings me food when I'm sad, hey, listen,
You're healed.
I'm healed. Yeah, that was, let's say I'm feeling super bad, and she realizes it, and then she brings me like some tacos.
Tacos is the way to your heart,
bro. This is gonna make me happy.
What do you think his girl would have to do for Matt?
Him?
Yeah. Because there's a long list.
Whoa! Hey!
It would have to be a mix of bringing him snacks
and cursing. And like insulting him.
What?
Yeah. Where does this go?
That come from?
Yeah, something toxic.
Oh, something toxic.
Okay, but being toxic, like what toxic we're talking
about? No, stop. We're not feeding into that. Okay. The way to Matt's heart would be to bring him snacks, scratch his back.
This. Done.
What else?
Scratch That's it? My back.
And spoon him. Make him be little spoon.
Mm, that works as well.
Honestly, back scratches is done. Done. Food and back scratches.
That's cap. When I scratch his back, he's not
the
happy.
The fact that that's on 4K is crazy.
I do scratch your back.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Why would you agree?
Stop. Stop and stop. Next question.
Wait, no. Hello, you.
Me what?
What can I do to help you when you're feeling low?
Oh, mine is the same
you?
Answer.
Yeah.
Mine is the same answer as the one that Carl can't say.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. What?
Yeah, that's what I thought so too.
Oh my God.
You?
I Question? Said it.
Can we elaborate of another answer, please?
Like a weight on my heart?
No, a weight to
no,
make
when
you
you're feeling
feel...
bad.
Oh, when I'm feeling down.
Oh, I got it. Play with Sergio's hair. He's just go on your lap.
That's not a thing.
I mean,
no.
I mean, I saw it.
So?
You
that's
liked
not
it?
A thing?
I like
you literally
it.
Told
it's
me
my,
word to
my thing.
Okay,
no.
Not your
back,
thing.
Back scratches and massages for sure.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's.
I feel like in those circumstances, like or like the very few moments throughout my day or my week or whatever, that I'm just able to like shut my brain off.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it would be for me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I have a question as well. Something I saw on. Oh, thank you. It's something I saw on Google. It was basically, would you rather...
Wait, boss, yo, what did you just say?
What was that?
What did you just say?
Yeah. What did you say?
On Google?
On Google.
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 There's no way that was Google.
Google?
Google.
Google.
Google okay. Gaga?
All right, so what'd you see on Google?
You can't say Google. Anyways, it's something I saw on Google. So basically it was, would you rather... Don't look at me like that. Would you rather long-term lust or short-term love?
Oh my God. I'm gonna be real.
Lust. Say it.
I've done both, and I'm gonna take long term lust over short term love.
Can we just all acknowledge how bad heartbreak hurts?
That's exactly why. Because if you think about it, like lust, I get it. Like you'll get bored, whatever. There's that and the third. But then short term love is like, yeah, it's nice, but the heartbreak. Oh, I can't do it. No.
See, I think I understand where you're coming from, but I would say short-term love. Because in my opinion, love is something that we are always chasing for. You know, as humans, we're made to find a partner and, you know, have kids and live a long life.
Yeah.
So I feel like love is such a great feeling that even if you had to feel it for like a second or 5 minutes, it would be the greatest 5 minutes or the greatest second that you could have in your life. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but the heartbreak.
Yeah, the heartbreak, I get it. But at the end of the day, it's super easy for me to say, but like you grow from that. I know it sucks and it hurts, but you grow from that heartbreak and you'll just be a better person after, you know?
Yeah.
No matter how long it takes you, after that, you get to know what you want, what you deserve, and what you actually really, really need. You get what I mean?
You know what I think? What kind of dynamic we have now?
Mm.
I think because, and I'm not saying this to throw shots, I mean dead ass. I think because me and you have had our experiences with multiple heartbreaks, especially going into like our older years. And I think you have yet to experience yours to the same equivalent as ours, that you see through that lens. And in one way, you're 100% right. But having gone through it, the older you get, the feeling is like worse. But you still kind of get used to the heartbreak itself.
Okay.
Like, I'll give an example. I really fell, like, head over heels about my ex. And I got over that one quicker. But in a weird way, hurt more than my 7-year relationship.
I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. Because like every time you get with someone else, you're like, okay, this is the one. This is the final one. This is going to be great. It's fantastic or whatever. And then when that slips, you're like, fuck. All my cards were playing on this relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because I hearing you speak, I hear my old self kind of like thinking the same way as you do.
Okay.
And the fact that I've done those heartbreaks now I'm like, okay, suppose it. You know? Like I'm good. Like I got my heartbreaks. Like now I guess I chase a little bit more lust in the sense where even if I end up sleeping with a girl, I need to have an emotional connection.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the fact that it might sound really, really like obnoxious, but it's kind of like you could kind of have like one thing from one person, one thing from another. And like, I feel like people are more so coming in and out as time goes by. Mm. Like people are only entering my life for a season rather than like for something permanent.
Totally get it. I think I understand. I totally understand where you're coming from. And I can see it in myself.
Sorry.
What?
There he said baby. See, he has a baby fever.
Oh my God, Sergio. There's no way we're doing a podcast right now being 4K live. And this guy has so much of a baby fever. He sees a baby in the background, cuts down. What are you looking at? Stay.
You gotta stay focused.
I understand. Future baby Al Jefe Sergio. Give him a baby within the first year.
Stop. That sounded. Bro, you just realized.
Give him a baby.
No, you said.
You said.
Future Al Jefe baby. Yeah. Please give him a baby in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Like baby girl. They understood.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
No, look.
Oh my God.
Stop, bro. You can't tell me that doesn't give you baby fever.
I did not see it because, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Carl.
I might be ready too.
Imagine 16 of yours like that.
60?
Make it 18. Make it 20.
He wants a football team, yeah.
I do.
It just hit me. Can we just acknowledge what we're doing right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Recording outside the studio in a whole different country.
On the beach.
On the beach.
With the sun hitting on my face being a light skin.
Can we take a moment of silence and just look out for a second?
Love it.
Is this real life? Shout out, man.
Shout out.
And I like this question so much because it's good for all three of us. Who apologized first after having an argument?
You know what? I've learned through my relationships that I will furthermore forever apologize first.
In a relationship or a friendship?
Relationship. Oh. Well, me and you, relationship, but friendship with... Sorry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, relationship.
Mm.
Me. I now firmly believe in happy wife, happy life.
What's your answer, Carl?
I don't fight.
Stop.
Okay, but listen, she's mad about something. Like
she's mad.
You
something I did.
You don't even know if you did or did not. That's the reality of a relationship, is that you don't even know sometimes.
Okay, look, a context. In your head, you didn't do anything wrong. In her head, you did something wrong. She didn't like it. She's super mad. What are you doing?
I'm not saying sorry if I don't know what I did.
You see?
I'm just saying, like, tell me what I did.
See,
communication, and then I'll be like, okay, yeah,
bro,
I understand.
For Carl to get into his next relationship, bro.
I'm just
he's gonna be calling us. He's gonna be like, yo, I don't understand what I did. Me and you were gonna say, bro, trust me, just apologize, get it over with. And he's gonna be like, no, why should I apologize? I didn't do anything wrong.
I get it. But then again, communication. Tell me what happened. Why do you feel that way?
Yeah,
I
know. She'll wait for a sorry.
Okay, then she, okay, if I did something wrong for real, if her feelings are, no, her feelings are always valid, but like if.
We wish it were that easy, bro.
Yeah,
but it is that simple.
No, don't you remember we did girl language, boy language?
Yeah.
Don't you remember that it was always like the opposite?
When you're gonna say I understand, and she's gonna say fine. You think
fine is fine?
No, it's not fine.
Okay, so she's gonna wait that. And how? Okay, you know what? Even more context. How would you say, I'm sorry, babe? Say it. Say it to me.
I'm
say it to me. Say I'm sorry, babe.
You say, like, Carl, don't, no, 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 that's the sign. You say, don't worry, I'm fine.
Okay, wait. Don't worry. Okay, you go.
And action.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Tell me what's wrong.
I told you already 56 times, and you never listen.
What do you mean I don't listen? Just tell me, okay.
I just told you, but yet again, you don't listen.
See, then again, I can't say I'm sorry.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you know, you
okay,
can.
Look,
so okay, you ready? Hear me out. Check this out. Do it to me. You say action.
Okay, okay.
And, action.
Oh, you say action? Okay, sorry. Fine.
Can you want to tell me what's going on?
Well, you want to tell me? I just told you 56 times.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Whatever I did, I apologize for. But I would really like to know what it is that I'm apologizing for. So if you just let me know, we could get through it. And maybe we could go grab dinner later on. Done. So,
okay, Carl, pause.
Does, look, look, okay. Wait, wait, wait for the smile.
I get it.
Wait for the smile. And there it is.
That's crazy. Okay, see?
Fine.
I understand.
Maybe a dinner would work.
Done.
I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is I don't want to say sorry for something I don't know I did wrong. Like, if I say sorry for something I don't know I did, it's I feel like it's hypocrisy, you know?
No, it's strategic being, and you're being smart.
It's not very strategic, bro. I don't want to be fake.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, listen, okay. I understand, but how girls view girl language,
yeah.
You say I'm sorry first, even if you don't know, but then the reason why you say I'm sorry is you're going to be, like, less defensive and be like, listen, I opened my heart to you. I understand whatever it is. But now that I'm less defensive, my ears are open to you. You can explain it
you know
to
what
me.
You okay, can, you know what you can do? Anything that has to do with, like, your morals and, like, your family and your friends and protecting, like, your like what's valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Don't apologize. Stand your ground. No problem. Bro, for a little itty-bitty thing for her just saying I'm fine or she's just in a bad mood, I promise you it's much better to just say sorry. Guys, don't listen to Carl.
Bad advice.
I'm just saying.
I have a question for y'all, actually. Yep. What is it that you guys think that you guys could better improve yourself in the next coming 12 months?
Are we talking about relationship or just myself? As
you personally, like, what do you think you can do to bring out the best version of yourself in 2024?
Mine is to work on my discipline. So I talk about it every day in a way that, like, I need to separate motivation and discipline. Every day I wake up, it's not every day that I'm going to be motivated to do my things, but I still have to do what needs to get done. And it's something that if I see myself, not even like 2 years ago, there's a big difference between 2 years ago and today, but it's never going to stop. You get what I mean? Like, I still need to every day wake up and just get the things done without thinking, like, I'm feeling today. And like, it's not even like I'm sick. It's not even like I have a problem. It's literally just me being lazy in the bed, which is not a thing that I don't want to have that in my character. I want to strive to whatever I need to be doing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Get that. I think for me, as you guys already know me, you guys know I'm really an open book, and I'm just an open person, you know, but I feel like that's something I actually could be working on way more. As of there's two things that I know deeply that I restrain myself and I stop myself from either feeling or doing. And the first one would be really being open into for relationships. Like, I'm always saying, like, I want to be single. I want to focus on myself. I want to do my grind whatsoever. And every time I meet a good girl or a girl that has, like, could be potential wifey, let's say, I always, like, shut her down because I know that I feel like I don't want to. I'm not ready. I'm at my peak. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like me being open and actually going into that relationship, I could either grow with her or grow a lot, like, by being with her to be a better person.
Fair enough.
You know? So just to be more open about that. And the other thing that's super stupid is to be open about testing new food.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't eat vegetables, guys, okay? But I feel like there's some veggies that I should try out and just go out of my way. And actually taste like sushis.
You've been better.
Or stuff like that.
You know what's funny? How Sergio's the dad. Because if I say to Carl, can you try this food? He literally says no every time.
Hell
and then, nah. And then Sergio will grab the exact same food and be like, try it. Just try it. And he goes, okay.
That's cap.
It happened the other day. Why? Like, you think I'm going to poison you or something?
It happened the other day at tapas. What was it? What was the vegetable? What was the vegetable? It was like the roasted chilies?
Yeah.
With salt? Pedron.
You forced me.
Yeah, we had that.
I got forced.
Pimientos de patron.
He forced me.
We had that at the same time.
Yeah.
But I have a deep question for you, Carl, which is, it's the same thing. It's the first option you said before the veggies. Do you think that there's a part of you that is kind of scared to fall in love? This is why when you see a girl that's like, 100% wifey, you still like, you'll see like the flaws before. So then you can kind of like protect yourself in a way to not get in.
I think so. I think that as soon as I start feeling some type of way of like either feeling some stronger emotions, I shut it down and I try to find all the icks or like all the flaws, like you said, because I think I'm scared mostly not to fall in love, but scared of being hurt.
Okay.
So basically, like, if I'm with someone for like, let's say 2, 3, 4 years, and then one day she just ends up saying like something like, I don't love you anymore, I feel like that would really like shut me down, you know? Like, I always say, just go to the gym and everything's going to be fine. But I feel like, obviously, I'll get back at it for sure. But since I haven't been in a relationship in so long, I feel like the next one is either it or there's none. You get what I mean?
Okay.
So I think I'm really being more careful to protect myself and my little heart. So, yeah, that must be why.
I'm really curious. I wanna have a conversation with your mom one day and ask like how you were like growing up, because it's so weird to see like you be someone who is so open, who is so honest and is so genuine, but also at the same time is fearful of rejection and therefore breakups at the same time. So I'm just curious to see like where that even like stems from, because like you weren't necessarily bullied a whole lot. You were a popular kid growing up and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious as to like where that comes from. I wonder if like, there's like a little part of like a little like mini version of you that still like has like a I don't know. Like I'm using this like in a blatant term. I don't mean it like specifically, but like some level of like low confidence.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I know you and I know you have big confidence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder if there's like a different side of you. I don't know if the words I'm using are not correct.
No, but I get it.
But has like a low self-confidence from like a
heartbreak,
like a relationship point of view or how you feel people view you for you in a way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is, but.
And I really feel like she has the answer. I've never had that conversation with my mom whatsoever, but I feel like she knows everything because she's my best friend. You know, I tell her everything, and she probably has the answer, but I think I just avoid it.
Because you're very, like, I feel like you're very, like, validation-driven. I feel like there's a lot, like, you know, like, you make sure that you're good with your mom, you're good with your sister, you're good with your siblings, you know, you're good with us, you know? And I feel like that comes a lot from, I guess, in a way, like you want people to like you.
I think so, because every time someone says I don't like you, I'm like, why?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why don't you like me?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I guess.
Yeah. You know. I agree.
So whenever I see hate or anything like that, I'm just there like.
Yeah, it hits you.
I'm actually like wondering like, what did I do to hurt you? Or like, what did I do for you not to like me or anything? But hey.
What about you for your question?
What was my question again? What can I do in 2024?
Yeah.
To help you better.
Definitely discipline for sure. The only thing that I realized like in the last few months compared to before is that I bounce back a lot from if I stop doing something. Like if I stop going to the gym for a bit, I'm a lot faster to get back into it. Whereas before, like when I'm in my relationship modes, like it takes me a while. If not, I drop it entirely. Whereas now it's like, oh, like, you know, I might have had more work to do than usual. I took a week off or I'm injured. But like I'll get back into it rather than kind of just be like stuck in that new phase.
Okay.
But I think now is that I need to learn how to let go of certain things.
Mm.
Like I'm very like micromanaging. I'm very like, I need to be on top of this and I need to be on top of this and I need to be speaking to this person, that person, this person, doing a million things at the same time, where I think I just need to be able to like entrust more people and delegate more to people and, you know, still have an oversight of things,
okay,
but just understand that there's other people that are there to do the things that you envision, and you just got to allow them the opportunity to give you what you want, essentially.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yo, I'm sorry. Jasper has been on the phone for the whole day.
He's on the phone?
He's nonstop.
So on.
I just turned and I see him on a phone call. So, now it's officially been a full year and some change that we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys feel that now we've entered like the influencer space has impacted us as a friend group?
As a friend group?
Yeah. you feel like our friendship has like deteriorated or gotten better, stronger?
I definitely got better and stronger because I have to see y'all every day. It sounds
you say
bad.
As if it's a burden, bro.
Nah, listen.
Coming from the guy that values friendship so much.
Listen, obviously it got better in my opinion because I spent a lot of time with you. And then me and Kyle at some point were talking about it like the first year. I think I saw you every single day. And then you took a 2-week at Christmas. Yeah. And I was like, is that the first 2 week I haven't seen this guy?
You're like, did we just get our first break?
Yeah, like I was like, what? Like this is a lot. And then obviously me and Sergio, we live together. So like we still
but we did it before.
No, before, but we still saw each other like pretty often. Not as often, but like pretty often. And obviously we're in a relationship. I was in a relationship, so that's different, right? And then we both got single. Plus we started living together with Michu. Shout out Michu. Yeah, now I have to see you literally for work and to be at home and to be just going out as friends and also to travel and also maybe bunk as to sleep together. Okay.
so for you now being from being friends to content creators together to essentially business partners.
Yeah.
You feel like it has brought out the best in you or like a better version of yourself?
Well, if I'm being 100%, you guys know. There's a lot of things that you got that I've learned from you guys, and it would have not happened if I wouldn't spend as much time with you. So, like, time. So, I'll give an example just for context for obviously the audience. I wasn't someone that was like so
chivalrous,
romantic or whatever. I was a little bit, but like, in their eyes, I was like, I was not. In my eyes, I was, but like, clearly not, right? So, there's things that I wasn't doing. Like, I'll give an example, like, door opening. For me, it was like, it's not that deep. Like, I was doing it there and there, whatever, but not crazy.
It's that deep.
And then, like, obviously, I saw them do it. I saw them how it was important and all the etiquette that we spoke about in the podcast about, like going on a date or something like that. That's all things that some I knew and some, like, I just wasn't doing, right? So that would be something that in our friendship and also as being creators, obviously, it's all things that I learned.
Yeah, for me, I think what I've learned the most from us three is the growth that we've had, like from the start to what we have right now. Like you said earlier, look at us right now, what we're doing, you know? I feel like we've been pushing each other a lot and holding each other accountable for everything that we do. So discipline as well. Like whenever we work together, we know like it's time to work and there's no distractions or anything. So I feel like just the fact that we are also like content creators that brings us together even more because we know how it is to, you know, always record, always film, always restart. And that there's no like judgment. So like, Matt's taking his 25,000 selfies, there's no like, what are you doing? Or when we're taking pictures of the food, you get what I mean? Like there's no judge. We're just,
your 25,000 selfies.
It's like a no judging zone. I feel like it just brought us together even more. And we have so much more to look forward to.
It's just so cute because sometimes Matt is gonna go do like a photo session. He's gonna come back and he's gonna be like, "Look, look what I did."
Exactly.
Does it look good? But which one's better? Just the other day, he looked at pictures. I was like, "Oh, like a little bit zoom," and he's like, "Do it, please."
Yeah. So we have a lot of to look up for in 2024. I think it's gonna be a big year for us, and we're gonna grow even more from that. And we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
It's so funny because just before this trip, me, Matt, and Mishu had a deep ass conversation, and it's just so funny that we went from like being friends to like having like an actual like serious like pretty much like partner conversation.
Yeah.
But it was like intertwined with friendship.
Yeah.
So it's like I had to tell you things now as my business partner, but also like I had to take in consideration that we're friends. And like we literally came down to like a point where we're like, listen, if ever we have disagreements, you have to let me know if you have the friendship cap or the business cap on and vice versa. Okay. So that we are on the same page. Because sometimes if Matt comes with the friendship cap, if I have the business cap on, I'm going to be very like firm and direct and being like, no, we're not doing it that way. But him with the friendship cap on, he was more so expecting me to be like, oh, okay, like maybe we could do something like that. You
okay,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like be like, let's say like just talking about it, being like, ha ha ha, funny, funny. But like, no, it's not time to be funny.
Yeah.
It's time to be like, listen, shit needs to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Time to work. Sorry.
Business time.
Yeah.
And what about you? Did you answer the question?
Well, this was part of my answer, like, okay. of what it did. But in terms of like, content creators, I think we've, because we're content creators, but we still have like our own niche more or less. Mm-hmm. We still are able to like help each other out in each their own things. Like you could give insight on a piece of content that I didn't see, like a different angle, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Like small things. The other day, Carl came up to me and he showed me like a flyer, and I'm like, I think you should just move the text up a little bit more. You get what I mean? So just having like that small interaction by showing it to someone else who's in the same space as you, like we're able to just, given the fact that we're three, like accelerate and like grow like that much faster.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's something that everyone should look forward to. Like even you guys watching this, you guys should find like either like brothers, like sisters, like people that are going to be with you till the end. And like, just, you know, don't look at me like that. Say and brothers. Actually push and work, you know, it's time to grow. So I feel like you should go out of your comfort zone and do the things that you don't want to do, because if it makes you grow, you might as well do it. You don't
want to. You're so cute.
Sorry, facts. That's facts though.
I try. You guys are making me blush. Oh, my God.
Is that possible?
But it's true what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Nope.
So follow-up question, given the fact that now we have a newfound audience, is there like a specific image or is there something that you guys would want to be able to give to your followers or the people that are watching?
An image of like who I am as a person?
Not necessarily who you are as a person, but like the kind of impact that you would want to have on them. Like, do you want to bring them happiness, entertainment? Do you want to help them in a, like get into shape or an eventual mental space? Like, is there anything that you now see, given the fact that you have an audience, that you would want to create something through that?
For me, 1,000% be yourself and do the things that you like to do, right? If you watch my content, you can see me that I'm traveling. You can see that I'm being with my friends. You can see that I'm doing like little entertainment things. Like, I'm doing many things that I like because I want you to look at me as the guy that's just having fun and happiness. Of course, you guys, I'm really deep on happiness, right? So be yourself, be happy. This is the image that I'm trying to give to people. And the opposite of like, just actually, I have the word in my life. I was about to say, just to be real, like be real, right? I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be another person for social media. The best compliment that I have is when people see me in real life and they're like, oh, like you're exactly the same as social media. You give the exact same vibe or like whatever, and you're no different. I like your personality. And also from this podcast, I'm going to be honest, we've met a lot of people across the world now. And every time people are so comfortable to come see us, and we love it because we want you to feel comfortable to come talk to us, because we're going to talk to us. We're going to have fun. We can take a drink. We can have shots. We can have fun, right? Yeah. So I like this feeling of people being so comfortable to come up to us, because it means that we don't give like this arrogant style, like whatever, or unapproachable, right? Mm.
Unapproachable.
Unapproachable. Mm. Unapproachable. Good job, Matt.
Spell unapproachable.
Can't English. Did you see the sky is blue? It's crazy. I thought it was green.
Well, for me, I think it's really simple. It's only two things. First of all, from my content and everything, I think you guys should understand that I want you guys to understand that it's all about consistency and discipline. As you guys know, I'm a gym freak. And for me, being disciplined and being consistent is really the key for success. That's for sure. I used to be super small. And now I started being like doing my stuff, actually pushing myself, working out, eating good. I was disciplined and consistent. And now I feel like I've achieved a nice little physique.
Are you saying you're big or?
I'm not that big.
So what would you want to use the platform for? Like, what's the message that you would
want to? I want them to be consistent in every project that you guys have and actually be disciplined as well. I know sometimes you don't want to do it, but you might as well do it, because you have to think of not right now, but later, what it's going to bring to you, you know? Because it's not going to be always like a little pleasures of like, oh, it's not going to happen the day after. It might take a year or two, but still be disciplined and do what you got to do. And then you'll see how it goes. Push yourself. Choose growth. Come on now.
I agree 100%. The thing for me is what I would want to be able to achieve with this platform is just kind of allow people to get a break from life. We all have our ups and downs and whatnot. So, oh my God, there's an army of dogs coming.
Oh my God.
Matt's a small one.
She has to be a dog walker. There's no way. They're all different vibes.
I want
to
hold it. You think I could hold it?
Can we have one? You think? The Palmer... The little one.
He's just lifting it.
Can we put it in the video, you think?
Okay, well, while the dogs are coming, we're going to wrap it up with the dogs, okay? Yeah, I want to use this platform for entertainment. And I want to bring a smile to people's faces. And the long-term goal with all this is that we're able to actually help people from like an actual financial aspect. And yeah, everything else that life has to offer, we're going to be able to do it with the podcast. And everything that we're going to be able to do, we're going to do it for the greater of the podcast. Okay, between the dogs. whichever one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh my. A floof. I want that one.
Oh my god. Wagwan.
Oh my god.
Okay. Wagwan, baby.
Here, give it.
Yeah.
Give it to Sergio.
This is the perfect way to end the episode.
She's so cute.
Oh my god.
All
right, well,
I heard one. Carl.
Oh god. I'm holding a dog. I'm going to hold a dog.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
Well done.
What is life?
What's this?
What is life?
We found dogs.
Dogs found us. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you guys did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday. It's been your boy, Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
And these are our three new adopted puppies. So if
they look like us, if you think about it.
Oh wait, oh yeah, you're right. It's your boy Sergio's Talks.
Do it again.
It's your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And yeah, we're gonna go and enjoy our time now with these puppies. So we'll see you guys next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Oh
my days.
Hey guys, some attention for this one as well.
Hey, dando vueltas por la city, con mi canción en la bocina, que me quiere ver y está loco.